Testing 1-3, testing Thomas E. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Shirlene, S-H-I-R-L-E-N-E, Haley, H-A-L-E-Y. Her address is 18 L-O-B-E L-I-Z Court.
Did you forget your 1 o'clock?
Who's it 1?
George Christensen. She's the telephone.
Is she on the line?
No, not yet.
Well, no, I haven't forgotten her.
Okay.
I have to get my goddamn work done, Gene. Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-321-3789. ID is XXX-XX-1436, date of birth 12/15/1946, 75-year-old, married, retired woman, insurance is Medicare/TRICARE, pharmacy is a Safeway, East Avenue, below that should say Express Scripts. It's addressed to Kevin Sorensen, S-O-R-E-N-S-E-N, D period, O period, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509, phone 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for post-stroke syndrome, subparagraph, history of emotional fluctuation, not necessarily responsive to medical therapy. Current medications list these vertically. Alprazolam 1 milligram orally, daily. Aspirin 81 milligrams. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams. Clopidogrel 75 milligrams. Enalapril 20 milligrams, excitalopram 20 milligrams, famotidine 20 milligrams, Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A 10 milligrams, Humalog QuickPen 200 units per milliliter, isosorbide mononitrate, 30 milligrams, extended release 24 hours, one daily, Lanta Solastor 100 units insulin, levocetirizine 5 milligrams, metformin 1,000 milligrams, one twice daily, nitroglycerin 0.4 milligrams sublingual, pregabalin 300 milligram capsule twice a day, venlafaxine 150 milligrams capsules extended release 24 hours. Wellbutrin XL 150 milligrams 24 hour tablets extended release, one tablet daily. Dear Dr. Sorensen, thank you for referring. Shirlene Haley for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you may remember, she has suffered recently an increase in her expressive aphasia with a, by her report, a recurrent stroke in January. New paragraph. I have no hospital records, which we will be requesting for review. New paragraph. With her clinical history of longstanding anxiety and possible depression, her medication regimen was readjusted, but she reports that she did not find these readjustments necessarily helpful. New paragraph, she has been taking Valium for many years stopped the medication, and later was initiated on alprazolam with her difficulty with sleeping. Subparagraph, in the 1980s, she was identified to have obstructive sleep apnea syndrome and was evaluated and treated at Stanford. Subparagraph, she went on to obtain a master's degree and wrote her master's thesis on familial interactions in individuals with sleep apnea. New paragraph. She reports that she's really quite frustrated with her difficulty in being able to express herself and to find the words for expression with her fairly dense expressive aphasia. Subparagraph, there's no history that she has difficulty with cognitive retention or a receptive disorder. New paragraph. She otherwise gets up and about and does generally very well. New paragraph, she does have morbid obesity and is currently treated for sleep apnea. Subparagraph, she was very unhappy with advanced sleep imaging since she knows so much about sleep apnea. She did not feel that they were giving her the proper pressures or necessarily taking care of her equipment. Subparagraph, in consideration of this, I'm referring her to Enloe Home Health for reevaluation of her equipment and validation of benefit. New paragraph, we will be scheduling her for reevaluation in-lab sleep study at North Valley Pulmonary Associates for readjustment of her equipment and therapy as might be needed following the multiplicity of strokes that she reports. New paragraph. In consideration of her extensive clinical history, we will be obtaining records from Enloe and her cardiologist in review in consideration for further evaluation and treatment. New paragraph, I would anticipate, and we will obtain a high-resolution neuroquantitative brain imaging procedure for cerebral evaluation and may consider further testing for functional brain dysfunction as might be necessary. New paragraph. The nature of her episodes of anger and hostility that seem at times to be overwhelming have to be considered to be a possible epileptiform phenomenon or a consequence of stroke with a post-stroke syndrome, which may be responsive to other medications, including selective anticonvulsants. Subparagraph, valuation for this will require diagnostic electroencephalography and possibly ambulatory EEG. New paragraph. By her report, she is not completely compliant in taking nutritional medicinal therapy. Subparagraph, I'm starting on a women's daily vitamin for women over 50, and I'm adding L-methylfolate 15 milligrams for possible improvement in her tendency towards emotional reactivity, for which we will follow her and readjust her treatment regimen. New paragraph. She reports that the alprazolam medication is important, if not critical, in allowing her to sleep and function well on a daily basis. New paragraph, certainly there may be other medications that we can substitute that would be more appropriate for her needs, but for the time being, I wouldn't discontinue this medicine suddenly. Subparagraph, she reports that she did not do well on the escitalopram. New paragraph, whether she realizes the vanaflexin might be useful for her is uncertain. New paragraph. Some individuals on antidepressant medications experience increased cerebral irritability that requires supplemental treatment with neurostabilizing anticonvulsants. New paragraph. I will see her back for follow-up with the results of her testing and the additional record information, the therapeutic trial medication, for further recommendations and treatments. I respectfully, my professional signature.